Global sensation Nora Fatehi has been actively shooting for her upcoming film in El Esquo, Matka. In a few BTS pics surfacing online, she was seen donning a stunning white floral sari. The actress completely owned the traditional sari look, leaving fans swooning over her style on social media. The pictures show her alongside her co-star Varun Tej and crew members. Ever since the pics surfaced, her fans eagerly await more details on her role in the film. Nora Fatehi's fierce look in Matka BTS photos surfaced previously. During a shoot schedule in Hyderabad, Nora suffered a severe leg injury, and doctors had advised her 2 months of recovery and rehabilitation. The actress has been sharing every step of her recovery process with her fans through social media. Despite her injury, she is currently shooting for another shoot schedule of an El Esquo, Matka, and Nora Fatehi's work front and collaborations with over 4 million YouTube subscribers and nearly 47 million Instagram followers, she enjoys a massive fan base. She is currently looking forward to the release of her upcoming single with the international artist CK. In the past, Nora made waves in the music industry with Arabic version of Dilbar and a single titled Nora, including track Dirty Little Secret that scored over 33 million streams on a leading music platform, becoming Nora's most successful song as a singer. The success of her tracks, along with her international appeal, has established her status as one of the most sought-after performing artists. About Nora Fatehi's Matka, and what to expect. Matka is a form of gambling. The story, which takes place between 19,581,982, is based on a real incident that shook the entire nation, and the story is set in the backdrop of Vizag. The story spans 24 years. As the story progresses from 1958 to 82, we are going to see Varun Tej in 4 different get-ups. The actor indeed will undergo a complete makeover for the movie, which will be the highest budget entertainer for the actor. A huge vintage set depicting Vizag in the 60s will be constructed for the movie. The team indeed is taking extra care to get the milieu and the feel of the 60s. Ashish Teja is the production designer and Suresh is the art director. The makers zeroed in on a team of wonderful technicians to work for the movie. G.V. Prakash Kumar, who is one of the busiest composers in the South, will be providing music, while Priya Sheth will handle the cinematography. Kartika Srinivasar is the editor. Matka has a universal appeal, thus it will be made at a pan-India level. This indeed is the first pan-India project for Varun Tej, and it will release in Telugu, Tamil, Kannada, Malayalam and Hindi languages.